If you're not receiving, there's a very likely chance that you're not giving. You're not giving love, giving praise. You're not giving. You are just someone who takes and is waiting to receive based on taker energy. And it's a huge turnoff. It is never going to attract a relationship. It's not going to help you stay in a relationship because it's a taker's energy. It's me, 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 me. And the whole world revolves around me. And that's not going to work. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Diamond Life Mentor Podcast with your host, Balazs W. Cardos. I'm really excited to get into this topic for today, where we're going to be discussing the tale of two of my coaching clients over the past little while here and a drastic difference in their overall results and their growth and their success under my tutelage, under my coaching and mentorship. And I just want to use this as an opportunity for you guys to really understand what it takes to be successful, what it takes to take advantage of a coach, a mentor, someone with the results that you wish to create in your life, or as an example, you wish to create in your life. And the reason why some people succeed and some people don't, or why some people take a really, really long time to get to where they want to go. And other people get there quite quickly. So let's dive into it. You know, for the sake of privacy, I'm not going to name any specific names. I'm just going to describe these people and how they've shown up. One of the things that's really important for everybody to realize is that, you know, there's that quote, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And the only way you can be a great coach, a great mentor, is if you have great students, great clients, people who actually take what you teach and you execute and you implement and you make it happen. Now, I've had the honor and privilege of literally coaching thousands of people in all different capacities. 15 years ago, I started door-to-door sales and I coached hundreds of people on how to be successful in door knocking, face-to-face, selling telecom services, etc. And so I have a giftedness and a skill that I've developed to be able to see other people's blind spots, to be able to see what they do not see that's holding them back. And often it's not necessarily the tactics, the strategies, or what to do that's holding people back. It's usually an underlying subconscious pattern, a belief, a perception around things, a framework, a paradigm that usually is holding people back. And I've been able to unlock this for people over and over and over and over and over again in different capacities. And when I created my Diamond Life Mentorship Program, this was the main reason why I decided to do it, is because nothing lights me up more than helping somebody get out of their own way. And they could be doing all the right stuff, but possibly they're not doing it in the right sequence. Possibly they're not doing it with the right mindset. Possibly they're not doing it with the right frequency or vibration or frame of mind. And that a little bit of adjustment can make a huge difference. So the reason why I thought this episode is going to be extra valuable for you is because most of you are in the online digital marketing space, the high profit space, and you have access to knowledge. You have access to community. You have access to training. You have access to literally eight-figure, seven-figure, multi-six-figure leaders. And a lot of them are actually financially tied to your success, meaning they are in the business structure incentivized to help you make money, help you make sales, help you bring on high-level business partners, etc. But these individuals cannot help you if you do not understand how to help yourself. And you don't understand what these people actually look for in terms of quality individuals to invest their time, their money, their energy into. So in the business space, like the direct sales space, you might be tied to somebody financially without them having to pay you for your time. And all of that stuff is optional. That's the thing that a lot of people mistake, is like, just because you purchase a product from somebody or you're tied to them in the business structure with the coded, etc., that does not mean that they owe you anything. That does not mean that they're available at your beck and call all hours of the day and are willing to jump when you say jump or help you when you need help and so on and so on. It has to be a fair exchange of value. And so in the beginning, when you are expecting these people to help you, it comes across very needy, comes across very desperate, and it comes across very entitled when you just ask for something. And there's that saying that a lot of people, majority of people in this industry, they're what is known as an ask-hole, right? And that's a funny way of saying you're an ask-hole because you keep asking for help and then you get an answer and you don't do anything with it. So you are addicted to asking for help before you actually do the work, right? A lot of the times people are paying money to a service provider or some course or something like this before they've even given it their best shot, before they've even tried with their own skills. And so they're trying to pay money to skip the process. They're trying to pay money to skip the learning, to skip the work, and to just get some sort of instant gratification towards their success. And that's not ever going to really get you the real results that you want to create. Because in order to get the most value, what you need to do is figure it out for yourself and be resourceful. So ask yourself questions like, where can I go find this answer? Has someone asked this question before? Is there an example somewhere? Is there already a training video or a recording or a call or something that has been done in the past that I could go watch again or possibly for the first time? And actually try to comprehend what is going on here instead of listening to it once and then being confused or overwhelmed or like, I don't understand, or this is technical or this is challenging, and then throw in the towel and either completely give up, or what a lot of people do is go, let me just pay someone else to do it for me. But the doing it for you part is actually the same thing as paying somebody to do your homework when you were in school and you get a good mark on your exam. It's actually doing yourself a disservice because yes, you got the grade, which gives you the perception that you passed that class or passed that test, but you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the experience, you don't have the wisdom yourself. And so a week later in the real world, you're still gonna be just as useless as if you failed that test, which technically you should have failed that test, but you paid someone else to cheat, essentially cheat yourself out of the results that you could have created. So there's a fine line between outsourcing and hiring support and hiring help when you've already given it your best effort, you've already studied, you've already practiced, you've already given a lot of commitment to figuring it out, and then you realize, okay, I know a little bit, I understand the mechanics, I understand the concept, but then I want some support, I want some help with somebody who's an expert in this field. That's a little bit different. So what I'm getting at here is when we start an online business and we're looking to completely transform every single aspect of our lives, this is not an overnight thing. It is quite literally rewiring our beliefs. It is rewiring how we see things. It is rewiring our schedule, what we choose to do with our energy, what we choose to do with our time, how we structure our calendar, how we structure our day. It is completely new life that you are designing from the ground up. It's no easy task. And with that being said, the people that come into the space, they give up so easily because they're not reviewing it, right? It's like there's that saying, repetition is the mother of skill. So you have to repeatedly watch information, repeatedly listen, apply, take action. And after you go through the motions a bunch of times, then things will connect. Then it will click. Then all of a sudden you will be like, I now get why they always say this. And I now understand why this is the path that someone takes before they can make an educated decision and say yes or no to our particular products, services, and opportunities, etc. So I'll give you an example of this. And this was the main thing that I wanted to share. So I had somebody who came to me asking for a mentor, asking to be their coach, And they had tried other coaches in the past. They had hired other people that were not in this company that I'm in. And they did not have the success that I've had in this company. So they were trying to get third-party coaching, third-party knowledge, third-party information from someone who didn't have the actual ideas around how this person wanted to build their business, right? There's a huge disconnect. And this happens all the time. And it happens when you hire coaches and mentors outside of the industry, outside of the company that you're with. It's just not a smart way to go. I'm not saying these people aren't good coaches or they can't help you with certain things, but there's always going to be this bias that they don't agree with or they don't support necessarily your business or your business model or your industry. So they're going to give you a lot of vanilla, generic type of coaching that isn't really going to get you the results you want. So this person came to me and said, look, you're the guy who has the results. You're the guy in the same company as me with me. You're the guy who has the lifestyle and success in your entire life. I want to learn from you. And I said, great, I'm happy to coach you. I said, there is a cost to the program, and the cost is more about you having skin in the game than it is for me to make a profit. And a lot of people don't understand this. Is like, if you expect things to be free, it is not valued, right? Free is not valued. And so when we choose the cost for mentorship and coaching and stuff, we always want to make it so the perceived value for you is 10 times the actual cost or the investment. And that's how it's always been with me. So people can quite literally make their investment into the coaching and mentorship that I offer with just one or two sales in their high ticket business. And if I help you unlock this next level of your life, you can make one or two extra sales a week forever. So it's not even remotely close to what I'm asking for from an investment and what the return on that investment is for my students and clients. So anyways, I made it very clear that I wasn't willing to give the coaching and mentorship at no cost because it wouldn't be valued the same way from them. And even though there were someone that I knew and someone in my business and so on and so on. So anyways, this was about 18 months ago, and this person got involved and got started and stuff. And they didn't actually show up at all for 18 months, okay? And so they paid this money. They came to the calls late pretty much every single time. They left early every single time. They were on a call or multitasking or busy every single time. They couldn't pay attention. They couldn't, you know, just turn off all distractions, turn off their phone, not take sales calls, not be busy. They were barely even on video, which everyone else in the mentorship typically is on video unless they're like a mom breastfeeding or something like this. But like for the most part, everybody's on video, paying attention, not multitasking, taking the mentorship seriously. This person never did that. Also, we have a type form that goes out where we ask people to submit a win, their income so far for the month, how many sales they have, what is their question, what is their biggest challenge they're looking to overcome. This person submitted zero of these type forms in 18 months. So that's like close to 50 at least opportunities to get coaching from me directly. And in this particular program called the Blueprint, I address every question, every call, because there isn't that many people in this program on purpose. So in 18 months, this person never paid attention, wasn't taking it seriously, didn't ask for a question, didn't add value to the rest of the people in the program, and basically wasted 18 months of growth, opportunities to double, triple, quadruple their business. And it really comes down to not playing full out, not taking it seriously, having too much pride, having too much ego, thinking that they were smarter, or just trying to take, it's a taker's energy, like coming to a call where everybody's sharing what's working for them, everybody's participating, trying to help each other level up. And this person never added value, never asked questions. So they were there just to take. And if you have a taker's energy in life, where you're not willing to give to others, especially in this type of group coaching environment, you will not succeed. You will not win because the frequency is off. It is very much a lack and scarcity frequency. There are people preaching wealth, freedom, abundance, and literally they're showing up day to day in a lack and scarcity way. And if that's how you're going to be, that's how you're going to show up, then it actually transcends what you're saying. Your actions always speak louder than words, and your focus is what amplifies your reality, right? Like if you're focusing on pinching pennies and clipping coupons, how do you expect to ever be wealthy? Those two things don't go hand in hand. A lot of people think that, oh, wealthy people, they clip coupons and pinch pennies to be wealthy. No, they did not. What they focused on were the right things to grow their income and grow their success to a point where they were massively wealthy, right? That lack and scarcity energy never, ever, ever gets you to where you want to go. So that's one client, how they showed up, which is really unfortunate. I'm actually super disappointed, but I can't make somebody want it more than they want it for themselves. And this is how this person chose to basically disrespect my coaching and mentorship, because in 18 months, they didn't apply anything that I talk about. They didn't grow. They didn't get better results. They basically did their own thing that had nothing to do with my coaching. So why was this person even there? It doesn't really make sense. On the other hand, I had somebody who came in just in 5 months instead of 18 months. They've gone through the entire curriculum. They left a comment under every single video that was thorough, in-depth. What did they take away? What did they learn? You know, very high value feedback, which is a fair exchange of energy and a fair exchange of value. When someone pours into you, when someone wants to make your life better and help you win, help you succeed, the way that you can repay that from an energetic standpoint, I'm not talking about you owe the person anything, literally. You're not going to get an invoice in your email that says, oh, you watched this person's Instagram or YouTube video, or you listen to their podcast. That's not how it works. But the universe, God, keeps tabs, okay? And this is some deep stuff that a lot of people miss. Energetically, you're consuming someone's energy, okay? You're watching a video, you're listening to my podcast as an example, and you're literally receiving value in real time. You can feel it in your body right now. You're driving, you're at the gym, you're going for a walk, and you're literally having your mind think about new things or unlock problems or solutions or just get inspired or motivated to keep going. That's value, right? I'm making your life better by you listening to my podcast. And I'm not even sure who's exactly listening. So that's what I mean by fair exchange of value, is like, here I am in my office. My daughter's going to go to sleep soon. I'm going to go put her down and have, you know, our bedtime routine and all these things. And here I am choosing to give this value to you. Now, where the fair exchange of value comes from is feedback. So when you listen to something and you get value from it, giving a comment, giving a feedback, whether it's on the YouTube channel, whether it's in a Facebook group, whether it's on Instagram or sharing it, or leaving a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify, that is how you keep the balance really optimized for you. That is how you keep the frequency of gratitude, love, appreciation in good standing, rather than what a lot of people do is they take. Give me more value. Give me more value. And I'm not going to give you nothing back. I'm not going to tell you it was great. I'm not going to tell you what I learned. I'm not going to give you any credit when I share your teachings, when I share your content and make it sound like it's my own stuff to make me look good. And I don't want to make myself look bad by giving someone else credit. Like, this is the type of stuff that is so backwards and wrong with the world, in my opinion, is people think that by giving other people their props or their credit or their respect, it takes something away from themselves, when in fact it doesn't. It actually makes you look more powerful because you're giving credit where it's due, and everybody has a mentor, everybody has a coach, everybody has influences in their lives that makes them better. But the people that don't ever give that shout out or that props make it seem like it's all them, or they're just figuring out life completely on their own. And everybody knows it's bullshit, but they think that they're the genius or they're the expert. It's not true. So anyways, this other person gets into the program. Massive love, gratitude, leaving comments, putting in the work, showing up to the calls, paying massive attention, submitting our type form every single week before the call, every single week since they've been in the program. They've already had a client success interview because they tripled their income. You know, they gave me a shout out on the podcast, on the interview, saying that, you know, my coaching and mentorship program is easily worth 20,000 plus. I didn't tell them to say that. That was completely on their own terms because they were so grateful for like their experience, and they were really truly comparing like life before the coaching and mentorship and life now with it. And this is a fair exchange of value, which is why this person is winning and succeeding and the other person didn't really make a big change. So the reason why I wanted to bring this up to you guys is whether it's in a coaching environment or a mentorship program, or whether it's a 90-day sprint that you're doing with your team members in the community, or whether it's you just getting started on day one and going through a series of training videos that you're supposed to take seriously, that you're supposed to be paying attention to and leave a comment and give people a thank you message, like a private message being like, hey man, I really appreciate the things that you're doing to help me have a better life. Like, thank you. Like, going out of your way to thank people is such a rare thing in this world that it's actually crazy that people don't do this more. I don't understand how they don't, right? But it makes a massive difference towards the frequency, the vibration, the energy that you create from. And when you have this love and respect and gratitude to other people in your life or in the wider community or whatever, and you take things that were really difficult to put together, like these training programs, these platforms, the videos, those are all really hard to build. And that little bit of appreciation goes a long way. And it also will make you more successful faster because that energy is actually flowing instead of stopping with you because of that lack and scarcity and fear of like me, mine. I'm the best. I'm the smartest. And I ain't saying nothing to nobody. You know what I mean? And so if you're new and you're going through the program, take it seriously. Show your respect. Pay attention. Watch it multiple times. Go back over again until you truly comprehend and understand it. Not just ripping through it or skimming through it or trying to multitask all the stuff and then missing the important stuff, which is probably the keys to your freedom, right? Like, it's probably what you needed, but because you're all over the place, all over the map, you missed it. And then you're lost. And then you're confused. Then you're asking questions you shouldn't be asking because it was already covered in the training. You know what I mean? Like, this makes such a big difference to mastering your fate. And if you really understood what you were building and what the benefits of your business were, the freedom you can create, the impact you can have, the wealth and abundance and prosperity you can experience with your family, with the people you love, then you would be taking this business more seriously. You would be showing more gratitude, respect, and love for the people who came before you, the people who went first, and really going out of your way to say thank you, because myself included and others as well in the community, the top leaders who are putting so much of their time and energy to giving back to people like yourself, we don't have to do this. That's the thing. It's like there's only so much we technically have to do, and everything else is optional because we want to. But if it's not being reciprocated with energy, you will find that the quality, the amount, the quantity, the passion, it starts to take a toll on people, right? Imagine you went to a concert and one of your favorite artists, whoever that might be, is performing on stage, okay? And they're singing their heart out to you with their music and the top hits and something like this. And there was a stadium full of people and nobody was cheering, nobody was singing, nobody was dancing, nobody was having fun, nobody was giving energy back to the performer. What do you think would happen? You know, do you think that that person would just keep playing? Or do you think that very quickly that there would be just this weird thing going on, like, do you guys not appreciate this stuff? Do you not like this? Why are you here? You could be doing something else. Like, why did you pay for the ticket to come to the show? If you're actually just sitting there with your arms crossed, being a hater, it wouldn't make sense. So the same way that when you pay for a business that costs thousands of dollars, you pay for a monthly fee to get platform, training, community calls, sales calls, training calls, all the stuff. It's the same thing. It's like you're paying money and then you're not participating. You're not commenting. You're not engaging. You're not posting. You're not adding value. You're not helping other people who have a question. It's the same thing as going to a concert that you paid money for and then not singing, not having a good time, you know, with your arms crossed or distracted on your phone or doing something else. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Doesn't make sense. So if you're gonna be somewhere, if you're gonna be invested in something, if you went out of your way to put your hand up and say, I need help, I want you to be my coach, I want you to be my mentor, I'm here to listen, I'm here to learn, I'm here to implement, I'm here to take what you're sharing with me and go make it happen and then come back and say thank you, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have got those results. That is the most perfect relationship between coach and student. Mentor and student, between your upline or your sponsor and yourself. This is like the energetic exchange that a lot of people are missing, because when they need something, they expect these people to come and jump the second they say jump, right? Like, there are certain people in my business that I've asked them for, like, what's it called? Like a kind of like a testimonial video as I'm putting together some things for my new platform and system that I'm really excited about. And I'm like, I need some case studies. I need some testimonials of people's lives that I've been able to impact and lives I've been able to help over the last 11 years. Like, can you please make me a short video that just says these couple of things, just so it's on brand and on topic with what we're putting together? But that's it. I'm not telling them what to say. I'm not telling them how much they made or any of this kind of stuff. It's completely up to them. And I asked probably 100 people for this, and 3 people have gotten back to me in 4 or 5 months. It's kind of sad, to be honest. It's super disrespectful. And then when they need something from me, I am supposed to support them or do a call for them or like help them in something, they expect me to reply instantly and clear my schedule and be there. And it's like, after a while, it gets old, you know what I'm saying? Like, there is a universal principle and law of giving and receiving, not just receiving. That's not how it works. So anybody who is currently having trouble in their life, they're not getting the results they want. They're not getting the growth they want. They're not getting leads to reply to them, or they're being ghosted by people and stuff. Always look at it from a mirror reflection back. And instead of pointing the finger and judging and saying, oh, meta ads suck, or these lead quality sucks, or this business is hard, or this business doesn't work, or I'd have no training, I have no support, or whatever people always do to not make it about what's really the truth and what's really going on, actually stop, look in the mirror and be like, where am I doing that? Where am I showing up like that? Whatever's happening for you is a reflection. So if you're not receiving, there's a very likely chance that you're not giving. You're not giving love, giving praise, giving respect, giving props. You're not giving. You are just someone who takes and is waiting to receive based on taker energy. And it's a huge turnoff. It is never going to attract a relationship. It's not going to help you stay in a relationship, because it's a taker's energy. It's me, 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 me. And the whole world revolves around me. And that's not going to work. So right now, you have an opportunity to reassess where things are at. Go out of your way to show love, appreciation, gratitude to mentors, coaches, upline sponsors, leaders, training platforms, anything that is guiding you and supporting you to help you create the life of your dreams, a life of freedom. Do not take it for granted, because most of the time, you're either drastically underpaying for someone's knowledge, wisdom, experience, and time, and thinking that you overpaid when in fact you drastically underpaid. Like in my case with my mentorship program, a lot of people think it's expensive, but the reality is it's very, very, very inexpensive for what I actually teach people who show up, who play full out, who aren't distracted, who take it seriously. And so you get to choose. At the end of the day, you get to choose. Do you want to be someone who is a great student so you can tap into and unlock the true potential within yourself and the true potential and giftedness of your coach and mentor, because they need that fair exchange of value? They need that, okay, I give you this, you give me this. It's like dancing. Imagine trying to dance with someone who doesn't move, right? You're holding their hands, they're standing there, they're not moving. You can't lead somebody who won't move their feet. You can't lead somebody who doesn't trust your process and your framework and how you do things. They just stand there and look at you. And then after they're like, sweet dancing, and they criticize you that you suck at dancing, as in saying that this coach isn't very good, or this coach didn't help me win, or this coach didn't triple my income or double my income. It's like, you didn't move. You didn't try. You didn't dance. You didn't do your part, okay? Whereas someone else goes, all right, I don't know how to do this dance, but let me try to move with you. Let me give you that back and forth, and eventually what happens? The rhythm, right? You figure it out. You're like, okay, and it might be weird for a bit, and then all of a sudden, okay, we got this, and you start moving and dancing and grooving together. That is very much like what the top leaders are looking forward to when they are either partnering with someone directly in their business or they're offering coaching and mentorship to help somebody. So you get to choose, do you wanna move? Do you wanna groove? Do you wanna do your part? Do you wanna show up? Do you wanna take it super seriously and get the maximum amount of value that is available to you from anything that you've invested into, whether it's your online business, your platform and training, your Facebook groups, your weekly support calls, your upline and sponsor, and any other coaching and mentorship program that you might have invested into like mine. There's a massive difference between the people who win and the people who basically lose. And the reason they lose is because they don't know how to show up, or they're choosing not to out of ego, out of pride, out of thinking they're smarter than everybody else. And it's actually the thing holding them back. So that's my message for you today. I hope that you choose to be on the side that is truly keeping that frequency high, that energy exchange in alignment, and everybody gets to win and benefit. And it's a beautiful win-win synchronicity in the relationship and partnership that you have in your life. So go look in the mirror and ask yourself, whatever challenge or obstacle you're facing right now, how is that actually being created by the way that you're showing up or not showing up in your life, in your business, in your relationships? Go make it happen. I love and appreciate you. I believe in you. And if you lock this in, I promise you, you'll have better results and you'll be off to the races for the rest of 2024. All right, my friends, much love to you. We'll see you again on the next episode. Take care. I hope you found something useful here to help you unlock more freedom in your life. We're just getting started. So if there's something you want to hear or a guest you want me to have on the podcast, shoot me a message at The Diamond Life Mentor on Instagram and let me know. You can discover incredibly helpful resources and more ways to build your diamond life now at my website, balazswcardos.com. At the end of the day, this is all about bettering yourself and helping others. So if you think you can help someone else by sharing this podcast, that would be the ultimate win for me. And of course, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening.